I was asked by somebody here to, I have about 2 minutes to say something about Mr. Papu. I said it'd take me 2 days to finish that up. If I'd known it's going to be this cold in here, I'd have brought some hog, we'd had a hog killing. FFA members, why are we here? To honor Mr. Papu's retirement. Mr. Papu, congratulations on your coming retirement. FFA members, you are a member of the world's largest, finest organization. You ought to be proud of that. Mr. Papu told me one time, said the reason he was the ag teacher is because of me. Poor excuse. Well, I guess I am an ag teacher. I was an ag teacher because of my advisor, Mr. Furrow Miller. Just think, Mr. Papu, you won't have to answer the bell anymore. You won't have to begin on the bell. You won't have to go to lunch on the bell. And you won't have to go home on the bell. So that's something you can look forward to. When Mr. Papu was an FFA member in Tree County in 1990 to 1993, he was a hard-working person. Whatever the need was, that he was always willing to go the extra mile and do whatever it was to make something work. Julie, his sister, and Mr. Papu did something that it's only been done, I think, a couple of times in the state of Kentucky. He and Mr. Papu and his sister, Julie, was the state FFA president. And I believe that's the only other two times that a brother or sister has done that. Mr. Papu and I have something in common. He graduated from high school in 1993, and I retired from teaching in 1993. Good luck, whatever you choose to do, Mr. Papu, in your retirement, and God bless you, my friend. I was going to put this in there. The first jacket that I got in 1957 cost $7.50. Now somebody tells me there's $75. Members of the Tree County FFA, wear that blue and gold jacket with pride. Thank you.